Hi, I'm Gary Wallach with NPR's Only a Game. Bill's weekly commentary is coming right up, but first I want to tell you about this week's show. We'll ask why the WNBA's New York Liberty or any sports entity anywhere would want to hire former NBA star Isaiah Thomas. John Kalish explores a new exhibit featuring Jewish boxers and wrestlers, and we'll talk to writer Charles Learson, who thinks we've got Ty Cobb all wrong. In his commentary this week, Bill Littlefield questions the NFL's choice of its chief health and medical advisor.
Dr. Elizabeth Nabel is the president of Brigham and Women's Hospital. I know of no reason to assume she's not doing a fine job. The hospital has a solid reputation in a city full of reputable hospitals. Dr. Nabel's specialty is cardiology, and I read recently that in her previous position with the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, she helped establish a campaign to raise awareness of heart disease in women, which was no doubt a worthy and necessary effort. But 100 days ago, when the National Football League announced that Dr. Nabel would become the league's chief health and medical advisor, I wondered about the choice. Experience as a hospital administrator would not seem to be the key qualification for a person charged with advising the heads of an industry where the most significant problem is a 30% rate of brain damage among the workforce. Success as the developer of a campaign to raise awareness of heart disease in women may have some relevance to addressing brain injuries in men, but it's a shaky kind of relevance, isn't it? Nothing in Dr. Nabel's resume suggests expertise in head trauma. I'm not suggesting that the NFL shouldn't have named a woman to the post Dr. Nabel holds. Surely there are women who've made their names researching chronic traumatic encephalopathy, Alzheimer's disease, ALS, and some of the other conditions related to multiple head injuries. Surely there are men who can make that claim as well. But maybe Commissioner Goodell knew exactly what he was doing. On Tuesday, Dr. Nabel announced that, quote, football is safer than it has ever been, and said that if her children were still young, she would allow them to play it. She said she felt that, quote, we are at the beginning of understanding the long-term effects of repetitive head injury, which means she's in favor of more study, a strategy long favored by people who didn't believe smoking caused cancer. She further said that she spends about one day per month and some nights and weekends working for the NFL, which is not surprising because being president of an enormous hospital is a tough job that probably takes a lot of time. All of which suggests that the NFL is not so dumb when it comes to choosing a medical advisor. They avoided a neurologist with experience in brain trauma who might have been able to devote more than one day a month to addressing a problem the league hopes you will ignore.
If you'd like to share this week's commentary, please visit onlyagame.org. You can find the text and audio there. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at OnlyAGameNPR. Thanks for listening.